But to go right to the word this morning, we're going to take the title of our message from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. 1 Samuel, please. Whoever is on the board, let's get to it right away. Amen. Read with me. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. Amen. Amen. But now the Lord changed his mind. Be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will do what? Honor. And them that despise, they that despise me, shall be lightly esteemed. I pray that that will never be our portion in the name of Jesus. Our house, our family, our children, you yourself, shall never be lightly esteemed of the Lord. That Jesus Christ shall be honored in our life. And in return, as the title of the message says, honor returns honor. Amen? Honor returns honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord says, them that honor me, I will do what? Honor. And those that despise me, I will hold them lightly esteemed. What is the definition of honor? Honor is reverence to God. Honor can be called as a high, deep respect to fellow human beings. Honor can be looked as a form of paying due respect to another person, holding one another in high regard, in high esteem. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We live at a time when honor is not very much being looked at as it should be, or is becoming a reality in our time. Wherefore, many do not honor even God or fellow human being. But God has made it clear that we should honor one another, not just your elders, not just your people that matters. Maybe the pastors or the prophets or the rich man in the community or the well-to-do or those that, he said, this honor is rightly given to whoever it is due to. Now we're going to talk about who receives honor and how. Not just to God, but to fellow human beings. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We live at a time when everybody have rights. Everybody have the right to speak, right to act, right to do whatever they want. And no wonder we in the realm we live today is seeing decay. Decay in the sense that some people will say things are not what it used to be. Gone are the days when children honor the elders. Gone are the days when things that shows respect are being shown to whom it is due. And when I'm saying to whom it is due, please don't misinterpret that it is only to the people that we consider matters. Whether it is a child, whether it is a woman, whether it is a man, whether it is the gatekeeper, whether it is the prince, whether it is the princess of this world, it doesn't matter. As long as that person meets certain criteria, they are entitled to honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Today, we teach our children rights, as we should. We teach our children how to dial 911. Yes. But many of us do not teach our children the importance of honor. So, children does not have honor for the elders again. 2 days ago, as I was preparing this message, I received a text from a man that I particularly would not want to hear from. This text contains messages. The messages in this text was from his children. He's a separated man from the wife, so they are separated. The mother is living with the children. And he was sending me the text of verbal utterances of the children to him over the phone. They left messages for him. And you wouldn't want to hear what 10, 12 years old are telling the children on the instruction, I'm pretty sure, of their mother. And I thought about it, as much as this man is not worthy of certain things, should the children be taught to say such things to their own very father? This was 2 days ago, so I was preparing this message, going to center it mostly on honor towards God. But that message kind of helped me say, I'm going to talk about honor that we owe one another. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today, Bible says, husband, honor your wife. Do we do that in our life? Today, the Bible says, wives, honor your husband. That is not the case again. You see, you can only give what you have. Honor will return honor. But when children, when we are not taught, we haven't learned what it means to give honor, then we cannot extend it to others, and that's why we have so many problems. Gone are the days when a pregnant woman will be standing in the bus and a young man, a young woman will stand up and say, ma'am, take the seat. Not because she's worthy, but because of what she is, a mother pregnant, in consideration of that, you say, please take my seat while I stand. Gone are the days when you will see children seeing an elder in the school carrying boxes of material to the classroom, and they say, please, ma'am, let me help you to take this to the classroom. Why is it so? Because parents are not teaching children what should be honored. The importance of honor. How we should hold and treat others with honor. Two pastors meet. One is from South Korea. One is from America. The one from America is going to South Korea, and the other one is coming to America, from South Korea to America. And the man from America asked, how do I act when I see the elders and the people of the church? He started telling him, when you go there, if somebody wants to shake your hand, tilt your head a little more. That is the custom of the people. When you go there, when you are sitting in somebody's living room, don't put your feet on the coffee table or on the table. It's a mark of disrespect in our country. And so on and so forth. When he finished speaking, the South Korea said, okay, I'm also heading to America. What shall I do? He said, do nothing. Do exactly opposite of whatever I have told you here. In other words, when people are talking to you, be looking somewhere else. When you go there, put your right leg right on the best chairs in their house and be watching TV. So that is the custom that is ugly, but that is the reality of what we are seeing. We are not teaching, we are not exercising, we are not doing the things that are honorable. I have seen myself, and I said a wonder, in this church, people will see me on occasion and pass by, members of this, especially some ladies, just pass by as if they don't know me. Whereas people from another church will come and say, hey, pastor, how are you, and this, and greet me. I start wondering, maybe I am not worthy of respect. Not that everybody does it. But you know what the Bible says? It says, them that teach, them that minister, them that study on this world, he said they are worthy of what? Double honor. At times we have occasion. I will humbly line up on the food line there to give my plate for somebody to put food for me. And know what? It looked like some sisters look for the smallest meat. I know who is shouting here. They look for the worst part of the meat and drop it right on my plate. I'm standing there, put some more for God's sake. The Bible says, I am worthy of double honor. So take notice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No more scrawny meat. Look for the choices part and load me up. So I will be the one telling you, stop, stop, stop. Okay? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now I can grow a little fatter hand. Right. So that's the whole purpose of this ministration today. When I line up there, treat me with what I deserve. Double honor. That means double plate. All right. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Treating one another with honor has its reward. When you treat one another with honor, it returns honor to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says that what we sow, we also reap. I thought of those children who was abusing their dad over the phone. I say, my God, if they are boys or girls, one day they will marry and they will extend this kind of action to their husband or to their wife. There comes what? Divorce. There comes pain and suffering. Because their mother didn't have the common sense and say that no matter what I have between me and their father, I should still teach my children to respect their father. Not to leave voicemail of dishonor, of things that children shouldn't even be saying to a stranger, how much more to their own father. This is the time we are living in, and it is not right. Now, I want to tell you that honor can open packages of destiny that has been dormant. In other words, there are certain things that honor can open door for you to receive. Part of things that God has stored, piled for you, but they are not being manifest. And because you have extended honor to others, because you have extended respect to others, deep respect, reverence, not just to only God, but to fellow human beings, things will start to open for you in that direction. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I know that many sitting here this morning have shown honor, not just to anybody, but to people who deserve it. I want to declare that you shall receive honor in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to declare that it's not just any type of honor, but double honor in Jesus' mighty name. That you shall receive high honor into your very life that will open the package of destiny, package of blessings, packages of things that has been stockpiled for you that is lying dormant over the years. It shall come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will receive uncommon honor, a high honor, and a double honor in Jesus' mighty name. Reproaches of yesterday, I ask the Lord to move it out and replace it with honor. Because you have shown honor to the Lord, and because you have shown honor to the people of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. Who to honor? God or Caesar? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's quickly look at Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Render therefore to all their dues. It didn't say to only the pastors. It didn't say to the rich man or to the important person. He says, render to all their dues. Read with me. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear is due. And honor to whom honor is due. This is at a time that Israel was agitating against Rome, because they were in captivity in their own land. The Caesar that was then, Caesar Augustus, was punishing and terrorizing and doing every kind of inhuman act against the people of the chosen people of God. And many a prophet, many a mighty ones among them, agitating that we should go after them and do this and that. Christ said in his wisdom, I said, look, you can do all those things or whatever, but still, you have to pay tribute to whom tribute is due. You have to render custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear is due. He said, give God his honor and Caesar the one that is due to Caesar Augustus. That is the wisdom of God. Many of us seem to regret that in the day of our time, that we should consider giving honor to whom honor is due. Wives and husband, you owe it one another to give one another due honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Children, the Bible made it clear to us that you should honor your fathers and your mother. And he said that this is the first promise, the first commandment with a promise on it. There is a promise of so that your days might be long in this life. There's reasons for that. When you honor your parents, when you honor your dad, when you honor your wife, when your wife honors you, there is something that comes from the heart that declares blessing to those that honors. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is even an unconscious blessing that you start to render to one another. Because this person honors me, so I say the Lord will bless this person in the mighty name of Jesus. Because this person shows me due respect, you watch out for what is good for that person. If you see something that will help them, if you see something that will elevate them, if you see something that will bless them, you will not withhold it from somebody that honors you. If you don't honor the person, and the person sees things, they may just treat it as one of the cases in my file. But because you show honor to others, that honor returns to you in different ways. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Beware of rejecting. Beware of dishonoring those whom God has chosen to honor. And I see that a lot to our own ill. We at times dishonor those whom God chooses to honor. If God has declared that the person under you, or the person lower than you, or the person that is not that significant, is somebody that God wants to honor, don't go against it. This is what happened to Aaron. And what happens to Miriam? Moses married a Cushite woman, a foreigner, maybe against the custom of the Jews. And the Bible says that they start to murmur, they start to complain, and they start to say things. This is Miriam and Aaron, people that should know. Their mother trained them well. Their mother elevated children that are worthy. One of them is almost a prime minister of Israel. One of them is a prophet. The other one is a praise singer. But still, even among them, they didn't know and respect this woman who, by the authority of being, the position of being, by the esteem, the estate that God has put her to be the wife of Moses, should receive honor from them. They start to despise her. And I wondered. And said, the Bible said that God was wroth. And he called Miriam and called Aaron and said, come outside. You will not even meet me in the temple. You will meet me outside in the gates. And when they came out in the gate, the Lord was wroth with Miriam that Miriam was cursed. A reproach was set upon her and she became leprous. And by interpretation, it means that she's now at disfavor with man and God. So they have to put her outside the camp. I pray that that will never be our portion in Jesus' name. Because she's a foreigner, because she's of not important, because of this does not mean that they will murmur against her, if for nothing else, but because of Moses. And God said to them, look, you are prophets and you are whatever, I will give them dreams, I will speak them to vision, but with Moses, I speak to him as a man and a friend, face to face. Who are you that you should try to dishonor somebody that God has put in position of honor? Beware, because this is the mistake that many people make, and they bear the heavy burden that comes from it. But I pray that that will never be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Eli did not teach his children to honor God. Bible was not against Eli. He has a mandate of heaven, giving authority forever to be a priest unto the Lord. But he made the mistake of not teaching his children to honor the word of the Lord and honor the people of God. Start sleeping with the women that come to offer in the temple. Start disregarding the people of God. And suddenly, God's wrath changed the whole situation where we just read on 1 Samuel 30. He said, him that despise me, I will hold in lightly esteem. But them that honor me, I will honor, says the Lord. And so Eli's destiny was changed from positive to negative. Not just him, but his whole house was wiped out. Because nobody spanked the children. Nobody corrected them. Nobody said, you cannot say this kind of thing to people or do this thing. There was no impression of honor within the family circle. Now, I want you to listen. Those of you who oppose when the man or the woman is trying to instill discipline on the children, you are doing a disservice to those children. They will grow up and not fear or honor any man. They will grow up and create problems. You might be separated from your wife or from your husband. Maybe all of you are living together as you be. Teach your children to honor, because they say, some people say that charity starts from what? Even from home, before it goes outside. So that when they go outside, they can honor others. And honor will open packages of destiny that will return to them great things in their life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then there is honor that belongs to God. There is honor that belongs to God. Give unto Caesar what is due to him, unto God what is also due to him. Now, Caesar, in general, we are talking of all of us, like I just spoke. But when we come to God, how do you honor God? We honor God with our time. We can honor God with our talents. We can honor God with our treasure. We can honor God in different ways, but let's just look at these things from the scriptures. When we honor God with our time, we use our time to God's glory, not just to things of this world, to vanity of this world, work, money, this and that, watching this, doing this and that. We put our time maybe in prayer, maybe in this thing. That's why Psalm 90 verse 12. Psalm 90 verse 12. He says, so God, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. This is a prayer being made that you might be taught, that you may learn to teach yourself to number your days, that you can apply your heart unto wisdom and use your time allotted in this life to God's glory. That's one way of honoring God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. This is when you can honor God with your talent, with the gift of that God has given you, with the gift of maybe joy or happiness you can extend to others, with the gift of your singing ability, with the gift of whatever talent that God has given you, you can use it to honor God. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but that of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be what? A vessel unto honor. A vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what we are teaching or saying here is that the talent you can use to honor God, You have time you can use to honor God. You are a vessel in God's hand. It is up to you to decide whether you be of wood, of gold, of silver. But you know, when important person come to my house, my wife looks for the best place, the china or whatever we have that is decent, and use it to, because it's a plate. That plate is considered a plate of honor. They probably won't use the one I used to eat, but they will get the best one, the plastic or whatever. They will get the best china in the house. Not that I eat, she gives me the best plate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't want to get in trouble here. All right? So, just for the record, I get the best plate in the house. Amen? So, the same thing is when vessels of honor you are, you use it to God's glory. It will be used to the glory of God. So it is up to us to purge ourselves so that we can be used as vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your temple can also be used for honor. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 to 20. Your temple. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Go on. 20. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The other interpretation, honor God in your body. When you dishonor this temple by act of immoral actions, by living contrary to the principles of God, this body is the temple of God. You are putting dishonor to it. I live in a profession, I see people's body, and I'm surprised to see the kind of tattoos that people put there, the kind of insane things they put on this body that is part of God's own creation. The disrespect they have on this body, the way they dress, the way they present themselves, the way they act with this body, they make the gift, the blessing of God look like nothing. It is dishonoring God. So even in your body, you have to use your body to honor the Lord. Children, never you tattoo on your body. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Never you go write all those nonsense to make a statement and so on and so forth that you later on regret. It is dishonoring your body. Never use this body for fornication, for adultery, or for evil things that this defiles this body. Don't put things that defile this body into it. Don't go into drug or cocaine or any of those things that define this body. God said this body is temple of God. And when you honor it, God will also honor you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Our treasures, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, is another way we can honor God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Please go on. Honor the Lord with the substance, with thy substance, and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with what? Plenty. And thy praises shall burst out with new wine. Now, when you honor God with your substance, some people are miser and perpetual poverty. They never give out. They keep in and keep in and keep in. And so it becomes like a pool that doesn't have any inlet coming or flowing out. It becomes what? Polluted. Stagnant. Unproductive. You have to honor others with your own substance. A giver never lacks. Somebody told me last week, you should, people should teach more about giving in this church. Nobody should teach you to give. And I thank God that people here give. God bless each one of you. But you can count in your finger how many times we have stood in this pulpit to start teaching about money. Maybe if you give 1,000, this will happen. Never has any of us done that, or will we do that? We expect for you to know from the scriptures that you are to honor God with your treasures, with what you have. And even if you don't have, we still don't consider you. It doesn't matter whether you give 1 cent or 1 million. To us, you are just children of God, put under our care. And as servants of the Lord, we are to watch the lost children with all love and respect. So it's not preaching about you giving anything. It's teaching you that when you honor God with your substance, God will also return to you in the same vein. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are people who don't give to others or give to God. There are people who want to give because they figure that, hey, if I give, I'm going to lose all this. You are actually losing by keeping all your substance to yourself because it has no way of multiplying. It has to be given out, like that young man who gave 5 fish and the Lord took it and gave out and gave out and gave out, and what happened? He fed hundreds of them, and there were still a lot remaining at the end of the day. From the little he gave, the Lord put his blessing upon it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that is another way of honoring God. Another way of honoring God is by winning souls. This is the most important part that is important to God. When you say that you want to duplicate the image, the nature of God, by bringing souls into the kingdom of God, by going out to witness, by telling people about the love of God, about the kindness of God, about the goodness of God, this is you honoring God in the highest way. And the Lord will never, never overlook that. The honor will return to you in Jesus' mighty name. And some of us that put time to do this, don't be weary in well-doing. Whether you are coming out or you are doing it in private or doing it in prayer, anything you sow towards winning soul, you are honoring God. And mind you, those that also honor God, they will have mercy on the poor. The poor of this world deserve your honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God's honor that is going to return to you will lift you up, even from obscurity. Do you hear me? I say that God will honor you when you do these things and honor God. God will honor you and lift you from what? Obscurity. If you are already big, he will make you bigger. If you are small, he will lift you up. If you are down here, where, but you are honoring God, a time of reward, a time of restitution, a time of return will come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Mordecai was such a man, serving God with honor, refusing to bow to evil, refusing to be part of evil that men do in this world. And he was held in disregard by Haman. And so as the Bible said, one time this evil man Haman planned the destruction of Mordecai's people. He said, I'm going to raise them, not just you. That to kill him alone is a waste of my time. Let me just wipe out the whole nation of Jews. Unknown to him, Mordecai has done honor, has shown respect to the king. And this was not rewarded, this was not remembered, this was not put into account that such a man should be rewarded. Many of us sitting here have done honor, as we said in the beginning, and it is still sitting dormant. Destiny that is planned and prepared is dormant, but God will raise it up even from that dormant situation to become active for you in Jesus' mighty name. So that honor will return to you at the appointed time, at the time you need it most. Amen? At the time that Mordecai needs this honor most, the king was sleeping and couldn't sleep. Awake, but couldn't sleep. I was just distraught. And he said, okay, to keep the time flow, there was no TV in those days. Can you get me some books to read? And the king readers brought some books and start reading out to him. And in reading, God put it so that the particular point will be seen. And said there was a man that honored the king, that saved the life of the king. And he says, what honor has been done to this man? He said, well, there's nothing in record that here was done to him. So we didn't do any honor to this man here. So at that time, he said, who is in the court? It happened that the chief person, the right-hand man of the king, Haman, was in the court. And Haman was the one that was trying to destroy Mordecai. And he says, come in. And he came in and said, what shall I do to a man I want to honor that deserve the king's honor? And the Haman thought to himself, oh, well, who else can the king honor than me? He said, let the king's apparel be brought out. Let his horse be brought out. Let the chief prince go on and lead the man and go through the whole town, shouting and crying and say, this is the man the kings choose to honor. This shall be your portion in Jesus' name. And Haman has no option than to fulfill the desire of the king. So Mordecai was called from his obscurity, put on a horse, nice apparel, led by the hand by the same enemy that want to trash and destroy him across the whole land, shouting, here is the man that God want to honor, because God honor him, and then the king has to obey the voice of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. This is what happens when one deserves honor and the Lord brought it to the forefront. At the end of the day, we are not going to go through the whole story. You can go read it in the Bible. God made Mordecai honor not an uncommon one, but a double portion, highly honored person, highly honored in such a way that he inherited even the house of his enemy Haman. He inherited his position. His wife and children, everything he has was given. Because they say the house of Haman was given to Esther, and Esther took that house and gave to Mordecai. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the Lord's doing. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the name of the Lord. This is whom God chose to honor. Lastly, David was such a man who honored God in two ways. As I was thinking about it, he has a talent, as we are talking about the talent you have. You use it to honor God. He plays the harp. The sweet psalmist of Israel. As he was watching the sheep in the night, he was praising the Lord. He was using the only thing available to him to magnify the name of the Lord. Also, there's another thing God noticed about him. He was willing to put his life on the line for him, things that he's trusted into his care. So that a bear came to take one of those, he didn't run away. He stood in his post and defended the little sheep or the little goat that was entrusted into his hand. A lion came. He stood in his post, and if many of us take what God has given us for granted, the position of a pastor, the position of a leader, the position of owning a small or big business, the position of being a CEO or a manager or whatever, we don't work on it. We don't put our best on it. We don't do it in such a way that God can say, hey, you did so well on this little thing, then I can promote you to a higher honor. When you don't do right in your marriage, why will God promote you to greater things in life? When you don't teach your children, as we say in the beginning, how to honor others, but you exchange the spare the children to return to you great things and honor you, how will that happen? When you don't honor others, you don't take others, you take others for granted, and you look down on them because of their position, how will God turn around and bless you? The things you do will return to you. If you sow honor, honor will come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For honor shall return honor. Whether it be to king, whether it be to princes, whether it be to the gate man, whether it be to your servant, whether it be to the maid in your house, or the boy servant, the one that drives your car, whatever honor that is due to them, render to them in Jesus' mighty name. And you will receive honor back to you again. Don't take any human being for granted. Don't say, because I'm a pastor, you are nothing. Don't say, because I'm a pro, you are nothing. No! Honor people as God has chosen to honor all of us in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God looked upon the lowly David and chose him from his father's house to be the one that would receive the high honor. And he, Samuel, came to the house and said, God has spoken to me, one of your sons shall be king of Israel. So they lined up the best ones. Seven of them or six of them. How many of them? The biggest one, the tallest, mightiest young son, And the Lord look at him and say, no, the Lord has not fallen upon him. Well, move aside. Second one, move aside. Third one, until all of them that were lined up, it is the man that they choose to dishonor, being a sheep, a goat shepherd, was the lowest job in the whole Israel. The man that doesn't look to be anything, that's worthless in the eyes of the man, truly, as the prophet said, the Lord does not see like me and you. The way we think is not this. The hair that wears a crown, you will never know. Therefore, be kind and be good and be honorable to all people, because you don't know who you're going to come across. Many things that have brought me forth to where I am today is God's honor and God's mercy and God's grace. But I look back at times, I have honored others, and there is no reason God cannot return it to me. He will return to you also in Jesus' mighty name. And so they started to look. And so finally I say, is there no other one in this house? Say, well, there is one, but it's among the sheepfold, right there over there in the bush, watching and singing and doing whatever he's doing. He said, go call him. He came in his ruddy appearance, his smelling of sheep, of goat and sheep, and the Lord said, here is the man I've chosen to honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he poured the anointing oil upon him and declared him king over the people of God. That is the honor of God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, honor is not just in blessing. God, honor, will comfort you even in the bed of thorns. When things are hard, when things are tough, the honor of God will bring comfort in the bed of thorns. God's honor will bring peace even in the midst of the troubled times of your life. That is God's honor. You see, a man can sleep, a woman that can sleep, when they have problems and they sleep soundly, it is God's honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That God can give you such peace even in the midst of trouble. God will lift you out of them because I'm choosing to honor you. Hope, God will even give you hope when the chips are down. That is God's honor in your life. God will honor you in such a way in that many people think it is small, but if you look at it and value it, you see that it is great. This is the honors of God. God will also bring salvation to your house. Things that are crooked, things that are not straight, things that need to be lined up, things that are not right for now, the honor of God will make them to be well for you in Jesus' mighty name. As we stand on our feet this morning, I want us to think and remember that it is the Lord that will give you the honor as you give God honor. If you are watching us from any part of the world here, this is Pastor Emmanuel Oba, Gospel Missions International. I've delivered a message to all that honor comes to those who honor. That we are to honor one another. It doesn't matter whether they be high or low. That wives should honor their husband and husband honor the wife. And children are deserving of your honor also when they deserve it. And that those who are in authority over us, the Bible has said is that you are to pay tribute to whom is due. Custom, taxes, honor to whom is due, whether it be Caesar or to the prince or to the king or to the man or to God. And I've stated that when you do these things, there is a return. That many of us are living a life and unfulfilled destiny because honor has not been returned to us. And I declared in the beginning that God will start to change the situation in your life, that you will receive uncommon honor in Jesus' mighty name, that you will receive double portion of honor in Jesus' mighty name, that your honor shall be honor upon honor in Jesus' name, that your whole house will receive the honor of God, and it shall be well with you in the mighty name of Jesus. But remember that you have to give honor to others. This is God's word to you today. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Faithful God you are. Many of us here have honored our parents. Remember the promise you made regarding to that. Therefore, you will satisfy us with long life and peace in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Many of us have rendered honor to people, and it is dormant like that of Mordecai, who honored the king, preserved the king's life, saw the king's good. But nothing happened for a very long time. You packaged it in such a way that at the appointed time it was remembered, and you gave him that honor that he deserved. David, in the same way, Lord, you packaged it at the appointed time, that servant of the Lord received the honor due to him. I pray for every man, I pray for every woman, I pray for every child, I pray for every person who is seeing or listening or will listen or see this message, that Lord, the honor that they have stockpiled over the years, the honor they have given to others, the honor they have introduced or brought to others' life and to God, Father, let it be redeemed this day for them in Jesus' mighty name. That their children will do well, their house will do well, and that the glory of the Lord will not depart from their house like that of Eli. I declare this in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for your faithful God. I and my house have honored you, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the honor you have given us. And we thank you for the greater honor that will come to us, Lord. For this we say thank you, Jesus. And Lord, receive all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Honored. Savior must be honored in my life. Every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored.